Good morning. Today we merit to learn Maseches Chagiga Daf Dalid. We were at the two dots here. Again, the Mishnah, which we learned on Friday, introduced us to the concept of Aliyah LaRegel, going up to Yerushalayim and appearing in the Beis HaMikdash on the holiday. And when we appear in the Beis HaMikdash, we are to bring with us a karban. Every man is to bring with him a karban, an olas re'ia, as the pasuk says, shalosh pam bashana, three times a year, yeira'eh kol zechurchas b'nei ha'adon Hashem, all of your males should appear before the Master, the Almighty. And the Mishnah said, hakol chayav mir'ia, everybody is included in this mitzvah of appearing in the Beis HaMikdash and giving the karban. Chutz, except for the following: Chereshot v'katan, a deaf mute, a person who is crazy, a minor. They don't have das. They're not obligated in any mitzvos. They're not obligated in the mitzvah of re'ia. And a tumtum and an androgynous. A tumtum is a person who has skin covering their genitalia, so we're not sure whether the person is male or female. And an androgynous is someone who has both the male organ and the female organ. So also, it's not clear whether they have the status of male or they have a status of female. Both of these types of individuals are exempt from the mitzvah of re'iyah. So, under Rabbanim, we're looking at a b'raisa. What's the source for this? So the b'raisa explains. Had the Torah said, shalosh pam bashana yira'eh kol zechur. If it would have said three times a year, should appear every male. So then, lahotzias hanashim, that would exclude the women. The women do not have an obligation to show up and bring a carbon olas re'iyah. But it didn't just say zechur, it said zechur cha, your males. So the fact that it added zechur cha, lahotzi tumtum androgynos, that is to exclude a tumtum or an androgynos, that they also are excluded. They're not fully male. So therefore, they are excluded from the mitzvah of re'iyah. Then it said, "Chalosh pam bashana yira'eh kol zechurcha." All of your males should be seen. Kol zechurcha is the rabbos hasaktanim. That's to include the children, and minors are obligated. Kol zechurcha is to include minors. Minors are obligated in re'iyah. So this makes no sense. We know minors, that was our Mishnah, Chereshot v'katan, are exempt from re'iyah. The deaf mute, the one who can't understand, the minor is exempt. How does the b'raisa say that from the word kol zechurcha we include minors? All right, problematic b'raisa. Let's now go through it piece by piece. Amar, it was just taught. Zechur, had it only said zechur, that would have been lahotzias hanashim. That would have excluded women from the mitzvah of re'iyah. Ask the Gemara, ha lamali krav, or I need a pasuk for this. Why would I need a verse to tell me that women do not have the mitzvah of re'iyah? Mechti, let's take a look. Mitzvah saseh shazman gramahu. It is a positive mitzvah, which is limited to a certain time. Certain times cause this mitzvah. There are certain positive mitzvahs that the time brings the mitzvah. Shofar. The time of Rosh Hashanah makes us hear shofar. Lulav, the time of Sukkot, makes us shake the lulav. It's not all the time. Tefillin, when it's day, there's the time, then you put on tefillin. At night, you don't put on tefillin. So, whenever there's a time-bound mitzvah, women are exempt. That's the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin. Women are exempt from time-bound mitzvahs. So, three times a year to show up in Beis HaMikdash with a karban is limited to time. It's not all the time. It's not every day. It's not 24 hours a day. It's not 7 days a week. It's not 365 days of the year. It's a couple times during Pesach, during Shavuos, during Sukkot. So it's a time-bound positive mitzvah. Women are exempt. So why don't you the Pasuk Zechur to exclude it? Again, Lamali Kro, we don't need a verse for this. Mechti, take a look. Mitzvah say Shazman Gramu. This is a time-bound mitzvah. V'chol mitzvah say Shazman Gramu. And any mitzvah say positive mitzvah, which is caused by time, Nashim Pturos, women are exempt. Answer the Gemara, Yitzchak, I still need the pasuk of Zechur. Because as we learned yesterday, how do we know that if somebody can speak but can't hear, or can hear but can't speak, how do we know that he's exempt from Re'iyah, the Brisa, as we added into the Mishnah taught us? We know that based on the Gzeira Shava, It says the word Re'iyah here in regards to the mitzvah of Re'iyah, and it says the word Re'iyah in regards to Hakel. So, Sakatai the Chaminu, what to say? So we learn our Re'iyah from Hakel. So whatever is true about Hakel is also true about the mitzvah of Re'iyah. But it's just like in Hakel, since it says Laman Yishmu, Laman Yilmedu, which we read as Laman Yilamedu, that teaches us a person has to be able to hear and he has to be able to teach, to be obligated in Hakel. I would have thought the other way too, since it says Re'iyah in regards to Hakel, and it says Re'iyah in regards to the three times a year showing up in the Beis HaMikdash and bringing the sacrifices. Sakadat Chamina would have thought to say, Nelef Re'iyah, Re'iyah Mahakel, will derive Re'iyah, Re'iyah from Hakel. Malahalan, just like in Hakel. Nashim Chayavos, women are obligated, as we saw yesterday, women are obligated to Shema, that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taught, the women have to come to hear. You don't have to learn. Afkan, so to hear, Nashim Chayavos, women are obligated in Re'iyah, because of the Gzeira Shava, because it's like Hakel. Come on, Shmolan, so that's what we're being told, that that's not the case. Women are not obligated in Re'iyah because of the Pasuk Zachor. All right, Amar, let's go back to the second line of the Braisa. We learned before. Since it didn't just say Zachor, Zachor would have excluded women, but it said Zachor, Ha, your males, Lotze, Tum the Madrogonos, that's to say that a Tumtum, someone who's genitalia are covered with skin or an androgynous who has both the male and female anatomical parts of going to the bathroom. He is obligated, he or it is obligated, is permit, I'm sorry, is exempted from Re'iyah because it's not Zechur, it's not your males. So Gemara says, okay, I understand why we need the Chaf, Sophist, the word Zechur, to exclude Tumtum and androgynous, Bishlam androgynous, I understand androgynous. It's true, it's needed. Salkadai the Chamino thought to say, Hoyel the Islay Tzad Zachrus, since in a certain way he is a male, because he has the male organ. So he's like half male, half female, or he's something which is partially male, partially female. So I would have thought that since there's a certain partial male, Lichayev, he should be obligated. Come Ashmalan, so then the word Zachurcha is to say, no, the androgynous is exempt. He's not even partially a male. Debriya Bifnei Atzmu, it's its own creature. Now, what status this creature has might be a question, but it's certainly not a male, and the Torah obligated males, not obligated other creatures. Ela tumtum, but a tumtum, why do I need a pasuk zechurcha to exclude tumtum? Sveiku, tumtum is a suffix. You don't know what it is. You don't know if it's a male. You don't know if it's a female. Mi itzrich pralim ute sveika. Do I need a pasuk to tell me that a suffix is exempt? If you look in the Rashi here, Rashi says, Asa kralamute sveika, do I need a verse to exclude a safek bitmiya? This is to be read in a tone of wonderment. Lamali kra, why would I need a verse to tell me that if there's a safek, he's exempt? Where would we know to obligate him? So when I learned this a bunch of years ago, I was wondering, why does Rashi say, how do I know to obligate him? We have a rule, safek to oraisa l'chumra. We're not sure about a biblical law, so we should be strict. So I would say we should obligate him because maybe he's a male. You don't know. His skin is covered. So he should be strict. He's strict because we're not sure about a biblical mitzvah. So I was thinking that maybe Rashi here holds like the famous opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is of the opinion that Safik to Oraisa L'chumra is a rabbinic law. But Safik to Oraisa, when you're not sure about something, Mida Oraisa, biblically you would be lenient. But the rabbi said to be strict. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, how could we obligate somebody? Obligation is, you know, biblical obligation. That's the man, biblically obligated, if it's a suffix. So that's what I thought in Rashi. But then I looked at the Tosfos. Tosfos gives a different answer. Tosfos explains that here we're talking about going up to the Beis HaMikdash, showing up and bringing the karban. Now, if you're not obligated in the karban, and you bring it, so then you have a problem of chulin ba'azara. You're not allowed to bring things that are not holy into the azara. So here it's really a safek isser. There's a doubt here. If we're not sure if he's male or female, we say, oh, go ahead, you know, do it. But then maybe he's bringing chulin ba'azara. Maybe he's bringing what isn't a karban into the azara. That's an avera. So certainly when there's an avera, the safek to oraisa l'chumra would be, don't do it. So I would know not to do it just because it's a safek. So again, that's the Gemara's question. I would know not to do it just because it's a suffix. So why do I need a pasuk to exclude it? So answers the Gemara. Amar Abaya said it's not a suffix. We're talking about a tumtum who we know is male. Kishabetzav Yibachutz. His testicles are outside of this extra piece of skin. The extra piece of skin is covering the male organ. But the testicles are out. So since the testicles are out, it's clear he's a male. He's got testicles. Clearly he's a male. And that's the chiddush of the pasuk. This is the novel idea of the verse. The Torah says, who has to fulfill the mitzvah of going up to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing the karbanos? Zuchurcha. Your males, those who are fully male. But somebody who you know is male, but some of it is covered, that's already reason for him to be exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah based on the verse. The verse says it's not your male, and therefore he is exempt.
If he has something
to do with that way, or not? No, it's Mechuse. You can't do any Mila there. It's covered. All right, next, says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa. Amar Mar, the third line of the Braisa. The Braisa said, since the verse says, Kol Zechorcha, a few times a year, all of your males should appear. Kol is the Rabbis of Zaktanim. That's to include minors. What do you mean including minors? Minors are exempt from all mitzvos. But not, didn't we learn in our Mishnah that everybody's obligated to eat a chutz mi'cher shota v'kaltan, except for the person who can't hear and can't speak, or the shota, or the person who's, you know, crazed v'kaltan, or a minor. I'm Rabbi, answered, lo kashas on a kasher, not a problem. Not a question. Kan v'kaltan shegi'a l'chinuch. One is talking about a minor who is in the age of education. You know, he's old enough to, let's say, walk up from Yerushalayim to the temple. And kan v'katan shelo yigiyah l'chinuch. In our mission, when it says a minor is exempt, it's referring to a minor is not of the age of education, not of the age of training. Ask him, well, 1 second. Katan shegiyah l'chinuch, a minor is of the age of education. So Rabbanani, that's only a rabbinic law for him to be trained and to observe chinuch and to go up to the Beit HaMikdash. It's only rabbinic obligation. It's not a verse. So I said, you're right. Eino chanami. That's in fact the case. There is no verse. We said kol zechorcha to include minors. Kras machta ba'alma. The verse is just a way to remember it. Remember this concept that the minors are also included from the word kol. But really, minors are exempt biblically.
The Mishnah is saying, Rabbi, that Katan can go with this Aviv Bayad. Is Sarich.
Yeah, midrabanan.
He's saying hirchinuch.
That's only rabbinic, and we're saying it's rabbinic, but it can't be the verse. It can't be the pasuk. The pasuk said kol zechorcha. That can't be referring to children because midoraisa children are exempt.
Yeah.
So then the Gemara says, okay, so let's decry the pasuk. The elakra lemayasa. So then the words kol zechorcha. What is kol coming to really teach us? It's not coming to include a minor. So what is it coming to teach us? And so the Gemara, look at the Acherim, it's teaching us the lesson of Acherim. The time you live in a Braisa, Acherim Omrim. Acherim, others say, namely Rabbi Meir says, HaMekameitz, a person who gathers in his hand dog poop. And the reason why he gathers dog poop is that they would rub the dog poop into the skins of the animals that were slaughtered to make them into leather. So he has a very bad smell. His hands smell very bad. Like a sanitation worker. Or Hamitzarif Nechoshes, a guy who is who purifies copper. He's a copper miner. So where they dig the copper out of the ground, they burn it out and they purify it from the impurities. So people like this, their bodies have a very bad smell. So since they have a bad smell, they are exempt from Re'iyah. Because the mitzvah of Re'iyah was, Yairah'eh kol zechurcha, all of your males should be seen. That means kol, those who are part of the all, who can be together with everybody else. But people who, because of their smell, other people wouldn't want to be with them, so they are exempt from Re'iyah.
Is he exempt from any public gathering?
No, it's only Re'iyah. Ooh. It's only this pasuk, only Re'iyah. Baburzi, a tanner, a guy who turns skins into leather. Peturim and Re'iyah, they're exempt from Re'iyah. Mishum Shneimer, because the pasuk says, Kol Zechorcha, all your males should appear. Misha Yachol Alos, in Kol Zechorcha, that includes those who could go up with all of your males. Yatsu Elu, to exclude these, the fellow who collects the dog poop or the smelter, etc. Shenu Yun Lalos and Kozel Chorcha, they are not able and appropriate to go up with everybody else. Nashim v'avadim shenu mishuchrar, women and slaves who are not freed are exempt from Re'iyah. That was in the Mishnah. So the Gemara Bishmal and Nashim, okay, women, we know why they're exempt, even though there's the Gzeira Shavar Re'iyah from Hakel. The Pasuk said, Zuchurcha, even had it only said just Zuchur, it would have excluded women. Certainly now that it said Zuchurcha, which is excluding even Tumtum and Androgynous. Okay, women are certainly exempt. Kidaman, as we've just explained. El Avadim, but slaves, Minal, and how do we know that they are exempt from Re'iyah? Amar Ravuna, Ravuna said Amar Kra. It's because of another pasuk. The pasuk says Shalosh Pam Bashani Yerakol Zuchurcha El Pnei HaAdon Hashem. Shalosh Pam Bashani Yerakol Zuchurcha El Pnei HaAdon Hashem. Pasuk in this week's parasha, Parshas Ki Sisa. 3 times a year, all of your male should appear. Right, all 3 times a year, all of your male should appear to the face of the Master God Almighty. So that's to say, Mishaimlo, Ela Adon Echad. Those people who only have one master, only God is their master, they're the ones who appear. Yatzazeh, but that excludes a slave. Sheyeshlo Adon Acher. He doesn't only have one master. He has a human master too. He doesn't only have God as a master. Ask the Gemara, Ha, Lamalikra. What do I need a pasuk for? Nachti, let's take a look again. Kol mitzvah sheisha chayeves ba, eved chayev ba. All those mitzvahs that women are obligated in, those are the things that a slave has to do. A mitzvah that a woman is not obligated in. Slaves are also not obligated in. The Gamar La Lami Isha, that's the famous Gzeira Shava and Masechta Gittin. It says about a woman, Vikasav La, and it says about slaves, Ochu Pasha Lo Nitan La. So it says La and it says La. So the Gzeira Shava, La La. Whatever is true about women is true about slaves. So since women are exempt, certainly slaves are exempt. Ravina explained, we needed this pasuk of El Pnei HaAdon Hashem to exclude somebody who has a human master besides just God as his master. Ravina, the pasuk is needed for somebody who's a half slave, half free person. If he had two masters, one master freed his share, so he's a half slave, half free person. So somebody who's a half slave, half free person, he's exempt, and the fact that the pasuk says, El Pnei HaAdon Hashem, you have to have one master to be obligated in this mitzvah, not someone who also has a human master. So the Gemara Dekanami, Ravina is right, to Katani, because it said in the Mishnah, Nashim, women are exempt, and then it says in the Mishnah, V'avadim, she'inam v'shukharim, and slaves who aren't freed. Ma'ay, she'inam v'shukharim, why did it add these words, slaves who aren't freed? Say slaves. Ilei, she'inam v'shukharim, kalta, not freed at all. Listen, avadim stama, just say slaves. El, what does it mean, she'inam v'shukharim? She'inam v'shukharim l'gamri, they're not fully freed. So who's that who's not fully freed? Someone who's a half slave, half free. So he's not fully free. Shema mina, that is a good proof.
So Rabbi, the slaves are required to do woman mitzvah, let's say, candling the, lighting the candles of for Shabbat and baking, baking bread and things like that, is that what he's saying?
I'm not sure it applies to the positive mitzvahs. It applies to the prohibitions. All the prohibitions that apply to women, they can't violate Shabbos, they can't eat non-kosher, that applies to slaves too. Slaves have the obligations of women. Do they have the positive mitzvahs? I don't think so.
All right. And then why they characterize the blind people as not be able to go to do,
cannot see.
Because that's in general. We see in the Beis
Hamikdash. Blind people, they have more senses that us normal people, we don't have.
Right.
So they're missing something, but they have something extra there.
That's something you see in general. In the Beis Hamikdash, people couldn't be blemished. The Kohen who's in a wheelchair can't go to the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash requires, that's what Hashem wants, that in his Beis Hamikdash, people have to be perfect.
Can he go if he
wouldn't? Sure.
A blind person can go, but he's not obligated. He doesn't have the mitzvah. He can't bring the karban.
Yeah.
He brings the karban at school in Ba'azara.
Can he join with somebody in a karban?
No.
Can't even join.
No, it's a carbon of others. Vachiger, vasuma, vachola, vazakin. Someone who's lame, someone who's blind, somebody who's sick, somebody who's elderly is exempt from Re'iyah. That's what we're going to do in the Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan, the source for this is the fact that the Torah says, Shalosh regalim, tachogli bashana. 3 holidays you should celebrate for me during the year. Regalim, is like the word raglayim, feet, prat lebale kabit, to exclude people who don't have feet. Their feet were cut off and they were replaced with prosthetics. Another explanation, regalim, is to teach you, like the word raglayim, prat lechiger, to exclude someone who's lame, ulechole, or someone who's sick, ulesuma, or someone who's blind, ulezakein, or somebody who's elderly, ulesheinayachol alas beragol, or somebody who can't go up with his feet. What does that mean, sheinayachol alas beragol, he can't go up with his feet? Lasuyemai, what's that, what does that mean? What's that including? Amar Rav, Rav explained, lasuye mifanki, that's including very pampered, delicate people who aren't willing to walk barefoot, and they insist on walking with shoes. So if a guy insists always on walking with shoes, he is exempt from going to the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to have shoes. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the Navi said, I'm upset with you, ki savo leros panai, if you'll come to appear before me, mi bikeshos miyadchem, who asked this from you? Ramos Chatzerai, to trample with your shoes on my courtyard in on Har Habayis. No shoes allowed. Now, I mean, I don't go to Har Habayis. I wouldn't go to Har Habayis. Not that I don't want to. I very much want to, but I don't think we're allowed to.
But he's just
but the people who do go up to Har Habayis can't wear shoes. They have to take off their shoes. Some people go up with socks. Some people go up barefoot, but you can't wear shoes. This is the halacha.
That's not only that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't go to Har Habayis with shoes on.
So mechutz la'azara, it's Har Habayis gam.
Yeah, you can't go on with shoes. Yep. Tanu lived in a brisa. Ha'arel va'atame, a person who is an arel, namely his brothers died because of the bris milah, so he didn't get a bris milah. Va'atame, or somebody who is tame right now. So he is a zav, he's a balkari, can't walk in right now to... They are exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Bishlam Tameh, I understand why a Tameh is exempt. Because the Pasuk says, Uvasa Shama, you should come there, Ba'avesim Shama, you should bring there. Because Yeshna Bibiyah, those who can come, Yeshna Ba'ava, they have the mitzvah of bringing. Because Yeshna Bibiyah, but those who don't come, Yeshna Ba'ava, they don't have the mitzvah of bringing. Ela Arel, but in regards to an Arel, Minalan, how do we know that he is exempt from Re'iyah? Answer the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Akiva, this is the view of Rabbi Akiva, Demarbi la'arel ketame, who includes and makes an arel have the same status as a tame in regards to other things. The tame is within a b'risa. Rabbi Akiva says, since the pasuk says ish ish, the pasuk said ish ish mizera aron v'utzaru ozav b'kadoshim lo yochal ad asher yitar v'nogeh b'chol t'mei nefesh o ish asher titzim menu shech bazara. Since it says ish ish, the rabbi says arel, that's to include also an RL, and therefore the RL has the same status as a Tameh, and therefore the RL can't go in.
What is
person who doesn't have a bris milah. So if someone doesn't have a bris milah, a Jew without a bris milah can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash, he also cannot bring a carbon olas re'iyah. He's exempt from the carbon.
Do they have to go to mikveh before you go to Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi?
Yeah.
They all have to take, go to
mikveh. Yeah. A person who's impure is exempt from Re'iyah. He doesn't have to send karbanos. And you'll come there and you'll bring there. Those who can come are the ones who are obligated to bring. Those who can't come, they're not included in bringing. We saw this earlier also, back on the Beis, Rabbi Yochanan de Havai Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, the son of the Havai, says, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Ba'achas Me'enav, if somebody's blind in one eye, Patum in Ere'iya, he's exempt from appearing in Beis HaMikdash, because the Pasuk says, Yeira'eh kol zuchurcha es p'nei ha'adon Hashem, all your males should be seen before God. So it could have, the letters, Yud Resh Aleph Hei, can be read as Yir'eh, should see. But we read it as Yera'eh, should be seen. That teaches you the law. Kederach Shebaliros, the way he, God, comes to see. Kach Baliros. So too are those who are coming to be seen. So Ma Baliros, just like the one who's coming to see, is Bishtei Einav, is with both eyes. God comes perfect. He's got all of his eyes. Afleiro, so to the one who's coming to be seen, has to be Bishtei Einav, has to be with both eyes, and not with only one eye.
That's including Kohen that cannot go.
Certainly, he certainly he's couldn't. Yeah, he's a Baal Mum. Certainly not. Okay, now we're going to have an Agadita until really Daf Hey on the days. Yes, Agadita. Really, till the bottom of Daf Hey on the days, we have this Agadita. And the basic gist of the Agadita is to appreciate what we've lost now that we've lost the Beis HaMikdash and we don't have the opportunity to go up and to be Ola Regel, bring Karbanos, see the Shechina, connect with Hashem the way we did when we had a Beis HaMikdash. Rav Huna Kimato Lahaikra, Rav Huna, when you would get to this Pasuk, Shalosh Pam Vashani Yerechal Zuchorcha, and we know the famous Drasha here, it's written Yera'eh, but we could read it as Yir'eh. So really there's a linkage between Yireh, he who sees, and Yireh, the one who's being seen. Bachi, he would cry. Ama, he said, Eved, a slave, who was so beloved to his master. Sherabo Metzapelo Oso. His master was anticipating, when am I going to see him? He's waiting for him. He's hoping to see him. And now, Yisrachik Mimenu, now he gets so far from him that now God doesn't even let us come see him. The tziv, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kisavo liros ponai, if you'll come to see my face, mi bikish sos miyadchem, who asked this of you, remos chatzerai, to trample over my courtyards. Rav Huna kimati lahaikra, Rav Huna, when he'd get to this verse, bachi, he would cry. The verse says, v'zavachto shlamim, and you are to offer shlamim, v'achalto shamanitim in the Beis HaMikdash. Similar tears, eved, shirab, mitzapeh, Lechol al shulchano, slave whose master is anticipating, waiting, he wants to eat with him. Now Yisrachik Rebenu, now he's so far from him, Dechsev, as the verse says, Lamali rov zivchechem, what do I need? Your many offerings. Yomer Hashem, says God. God says, why would I want all of your many offerings? Rebbe Lazar kimat yilai krabachi, when Rebbe Lazar would get to this verse, he would cry. The verse says about Yosef, that when Yosef said to his brothers, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef, v'lo yachlu echav lanos oso, his brothers couldn't respond to him. They were frightened. This is the rebuke of a human being. The rebuke of God. How much certainly so. A very famous drasha of the Beis Halevi, of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. He quotes Medrash on this parsha, Parshas Vayigash, where Abba Kohen Bardala says, woe to us from the day of judgment, woe to us from the day of rebuke. So Rav Soloveitchik asks, what's these two things, the day of rebuke and the day of judgment? It seems like it's repetitive. So he explained that what the Medrash is referring to here, this rebuke of Yosef HaTzadik, is that there's two aspects. There's one aspect which is there's objective standards and we're not meeting those standards, so we have a judgment against us. But then we have excuses. And when the excuses are presented, God will come back with reproof, with tochacha, with the proof that the excuse is inconsistent. And that's the really painful point. So Yosef is saying, number one, you're caring about your father? Really? Then how come you sold me as a slave? You don't care about your father. You're worried about Binyamin. What's going to be if I bring back, come back without Binyamin? Yeah, but then how come you sold me as a slave? That's a show of a disproof. So that's the terrible thing. We'll get to the next world, and people are going to, God's going to say, let's say the six questions we have in the Masechta Shabbos. Number one, Nasata v'natata be'emuna, were you honest in your business? Kavat itim la'Torah, did you have set times for learning Torah? Sakta be'piri v'rivya, were you busy, getting people married, making shiduchim? People are going to say, no, I didn't do those things, but I have an excuse, right? I couldn't learn Torah. I was busy earning a living, right? I couldn't make shiduchim for people. I had, a job to take care of. So God's going to say, yeah, you were so busy. How come you spent 4 hours watching the Super Bowl? 4 hours to watch the Super Bowl? You're so busy? You're making a living when you're watching the Super Bowl? How can you watch the Super Bowl? You have time for the Super Bowl, but you don't have time for Daf Yomi. You have time for... you have time for the things in the what's it called in the parking lot, the before the game they have the tailgating party. They have time for the tailgating party, but you didn't have time to go to Minyan. So all the excuses. So the excuses, when the excuses are knocked out, So that's Oilanu Miyom Adin, not just that we're judged, but Oilanu Miyom Atochacha, woe to the reproof for all the, you know, disproof of all of the excuses that we give. So that's something that's really devastating. Rabbi Lazar came out to like Krabachim. When Rabbi Lazar would get to this pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says that Shaul HaMelech was worried about the war that he was about to enter into against the Plishtim. And he tried to go to the Ur Batumim. He went to prophets. He dreamed. Nothing helped him. So Shaul was very scared. So he went to a sorcerer, Balas Ov, to conjure up the soul of Shmuel Anavi. Yomer Shmuel El Shaul. Shmuel tells Shaul, "Lama your gaztani? Why'd you frighten me? Lalos Osi to bring me up." So that's unbelievable. Shmuel Atzadik. We're talking about Shmuel Atzadik. Shmuel's compared to Moshe and Aaron. We say it every Friday night. Shmuel Shev Aaron B'chanav. Shmuel B'kari Shmo. So Shmuel Atzadik. He's scared when they call him up because he's scared about being judged. I know Allah has come of a kama. We certainly should be scared. Shmuel Mayi, where do we see that Shmuel was so scared? The pasuk says, "Vatomer Aisha." This woman, this sorcerer said, "El Shol, Shol Elokim." By God, Raisi Olim, I saw two people coming up, or Elokim meaning Elohim, maybe a big man, great man, powerful person. I saw two people coming up. Olim two, three mashman, two are coming up. She was only conjuring up one spirit. But the answer is Chad Shmuel. One was the spirit of Shmuel Hanavi. The other was Moshe Rabbeinu. To Azal Shmuel went. Vaisi the Moshe Baday. He brought Moshe Rabbeinu with him. Amar Leg, because Shmuel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "You're calling me to judgment. Maybe, heaven forbid, I'm being demanded to come to a judgment. And I'm scared. Maybe I'm going to fail. Kum Badi, come with me. Stand up with me. The Lech Amilson, the Ksiva Bar Eisit. You can testify. There's nothing in your Torah that I didn't fulfill." So if Shmuel HaNavi is afraid of judgment, certainly we need to be afraid of judgment. Rabbi Ami Kimati Lahai Krawanat. When Rabbi Ami would get to this verse, Bachi would cry. The verse says, "Yitain Ba'afar Piyu. Ula yesh tikva." God's going to put dust into his mouth and maybe it will be hope. I might say, "Kuli hai, so much pain." And even with that, ula, it's only maybe there will be hope. Rabbi Ami came out to the high krabach. When Rabbi Ami would get to this verse, he would cry. The verse says, "Bakshu tzedek, seek out justice. Bakshu anava, seek out humility. Ulai tisasru biyom af Hashem. Maybe you'll be sheltered in the day of God's rage." I'm like, wow. You're seeking justice and humility. And even so, it's only maybe you'll be sheltered. Kuli hai and still v'ulai. That's the reason to cry. When Rav Asi would get to this verse, he would cry. The verse says, "Sinura, hate evil. Ve'evu tov, love good. Vatsihu bashar mishpat, and stand in the, and stand up in the gate justice. Ulai, maybe, yechanan, Hashem, elokei tzvos. God, the Lord of the hosts, will have compassion." Again, kuli hai so much, hating evil and loving good, and establishing justice, and it's only maybe God, the Lord, will have compassion. Rabbi Yosef came out to like Krabach. When Rabbi Yosef would get to this verse, he would cry. The verse says, "V'yesh nisa v'lo mishpat." There are those who are taken even though it's unjust. People die even though it's unfair. Really? Mi'ika? Da'aza b'lo zimne? Is there any such a thing that a person leaves when it's not their time? Says the Gemara, it is possible. Ki'adu Rabbi Bibi Barabai. Like the story with Rabbi Bibi Barabai. Avashiach kabei malacham avas. The angel of death used to oftentimes visit him and converse with him. Amalei l'shluche, once the angel of death told his emissary, "Zil aisili Miriam agadlasei arnashia. Go bring for me," in other words, kill Miriam, who is the hairdresser. She makes the braids of women. Azal aisili Miriam agadladardiki. So he didn't hear it well. He went and brought Miriam, who raises children. In Aramaic, it's similar words. Magadli dardika, magadli sei arnashia. Amarlei, so the angel of death said, "Ana Miriam Magadla Seranashi Amilach. I told you to bring Miriam who braids women's hair." Amarlei said, "Iyachi Ahad." Okay, so maybe I'll bring Miriam who raises the children back. Amarlei said, "No. Once you brought her, she should be here and counted amongst those who are dead." So 1 second, how were you able to overcome her if it wasn't her time to die? The answer is that she put herself at risk. She was holding a spit, a metal stick that goes into the fireplace. The Havaka Shagra Umachraya Tanura. And she was, heating up the oven and cleaning out the oven. Shkalti, she took this burning hot metal stick, Vanachte Agabadakara, and she put it on the back of her leg. So katcha, so she got herself a burnt. So once she burned herself, then Yisra Mazla, she got an infection, and then she put herself in danger of IT, so I was able to bring her. Rabbi Abaye said to the angel of death, you have permission to do such a thing, to take somebody's life before it's their time? Amalei said, yeah, Velok said, doesn't it say? V'yeshna said, Velo Mishpat, there are those who are taken when it's not just. Amalei said to him, Vaksib, the verse says, Dor Holech V'dor Ba, a generation goes and another generation is coming. The generation has to go. You have to have the full time for the generation. Amalei, so the angel of death responded, Rabbi Abaye, Darine Lehu Ana, I am their shepherd. In other words, they roll around with me in the world, these souls, until the generation's time is over. And then I hand it over to the angel Duma, who's in charge of the souls after they die. Amalei, so Rabbi Barabai said to the angel of death, so, but still, Shnei Mayaviditza, what happens with the years of this lady? A person should have lived longer. What goes on to those years? Amalei said, if there's a young Torah scholar who forgives what's done against him, he doesn't demand his own honor, he forgives the insults done to him. I add those years to him. And he becomes the exchange of that individual who passed away.